As Al Haig said during Watergate, I am in control here. Okay, I really do have serious announcements, unlike what I normally present. Number one, I made a mistake in the weekly memo. 1,000 apologies. Next week, November 5th, you're right here. Okay? 2 weeks from tonight, you're at the lovely Alameda Elks Lodge. You'll get more information on that venue next week in the weekly, but there's a parking lot. The Alameda Police Department parks there, so don't, like, hit the cop car. Don't do that. Okay, two. Our rehearsal actually ends when this lovely person is done talking. You know how she goes like this? But then she might say a few things, so don't get up and make noise. Please wait for her to stop talking. Not that I'm asking you to stop talking. Okay, but please let her give you some notes, some stuff after we actually stop singing, so that other people can hear her, because the acoustics are so wonderful in this space as we have. Okay. Three, chorus connection. We really only use this to communicate for certain reasons. So if you have a concern about the chorus, something that we need to change, something we need to adjust, and it was something that I would then present to everybody, please email the chorus email address or get in touch with me. Okay? That should not be an open forum, obviously, where people are complaining about things. It's not what we use it for. Okay? We're all friends? No, they don't complain. Okay? In terms of your folders, I am trying to be clear when I say that whatever you are singing at the concert in front of you has to be black on this side. You can put everything in a folder. You can put black paper on both of your scores. It just has to be black. Does that make sense to everybody? However you want to do it. We're a democratic organization, okay? All right, other things that I need to say. We'll talk about snack. We'll address that another time too, but that is something we need to correct. And three, just a reminder that on the three nights of our concert week, that's the 12th and the 13th and the 14th, you are singing your warm-up at 6:30 p.m. all three nights. So I'll reconfirm in the weekly that, okay? You need to be ready to sing wherever we're going to be at 6:30 p.m. Her arms will be up. We're ready to go, okay? We know some of you might run into a work problem. You might be a little bit late. Fine. But we want to target a 6:30 warm-up with Valerie at both the Alameda Elks Lodge and then the Paramount for two nights. Okay? Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Any questions?
Is the Alameda Elks Lodge in Alameda or elsewhere?
It's in Alameda, California. It's an interesting room.
That's fine.
Oh, I'm going to tell you. Yeah.
It's just down the street from the movies.
We'll go to the movies afterwards. Yes?
I failed to give an announcement. What should I do?
You can do it now.
Of course you need. You're all invited. Monday on Zoom at 6 o'clock.
Two more. Please, no fragrances. No perfumes, colognes at rehearsals or chorus events. I've been asked for a bunch. And for the piece, and the name escapes me, I'm sorry, the one that you need to purchase for the rest of the year. Can someone help me? The ordering of Moses, thank you.
Yeah.
The first one, the where I clarified. You need to buy the version that has with orchestra. Okay, there's one with a piano and lute or whatever. God knows what it is. With orchestra is what we, what I want. Okay. Yes?
When do you need to purchase those by?
Now.
Soon. No, tonight, right? Soon.
Order as soon as possible because delivery is slow. Or until they get it out of the warehouse.
next week you're here, 2 weeks from tonight, Alameda Elks Lodge, in a marvelous room. Parking, don't hit the cop cars. Okay, thank you very much. Sorry.
Okay, Requiem. Let's start with page 62. 62, the Rex Tremendi, Majestatis. This is bar 322. I want to check those splits in three chords. So, page 62, bar 322. Tenor and alti. Really, really short and clean, right? They're doing it for you right before, so just copy, okay? And the teeth, remember, tenor, we are at 325. We said on the eighth note, so the bass can start with an S, right? We fixed that last time. It's going to be same thing for 329 for you tenor. So the last eighth note, right? Bass, it's different. Your S is on the downbeat of the next bar. Right. Very good. Let's do that one time.
Oh!
dinner, careful, at the very end, right on the downbeat. Very nice. Base, page 75 on bar 372. For your entrance, your S has to be shorter. It's really, we should hear, ah, right? So it's really, ah, and not so, and you're taking it under. So it's really, you know, like a lighter, sa, sa, or something that you pick from there, from up the sound, right? So it's really, sa, and quickly, not sa. And to be clean. It's going to be same thing for your entrance tenor. Let's do that one more time. 372. No, 370. 370, page 75. 370. Ah, on the B. Perfect. But you won't be standing all the time. Let's do now page 98. This is the Lacrimosa. And we can actually start. Let's start bar 633. 633 with the bass. This is page 98. Okay. So 633.
Oh.
and the second week. Okay? Let's take it back to week 651. 651, week 1 and 2. Only at 663. Okay, so not too early.
Yes. At
653,
are we still trying to be
triple gun? 653, yeah. Yes, it would be nice. And at the same time, just be ready. We'll see in the room. Those are the kind of things, pianissimo with the orchestra. I might tell you, forget it, do a piano or mezzo forte. Right? We'll see. But yes, it's supposed to be pianissimo. But I see oboe, clarinet now. Not sure. Can we add some R? Parce. R. 655, right? Deus parce. Parce. Deus, Deus, okay, right? Okay. Ergo. R. 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 You can flip it if it goes fast, but most of the time when I'm asking for a roll R, you're actually doing a flip because you forget. So, but you won't forget. I'm going to have those R. Let's do this last one from 653. Oui. One and two. Don't forget you have B, right? So, one and two. One, two. empty. Maybe if you follow, I'm trying to see what's going to help you finding this F. Probably the base part. You have the same F. Can we do it from 670? P-A-A-Z. 670. Delicate, tell Dixon. Okay, good. So you sit here too, I am pretty sure, for the tutorial. Okay.
So now we just have a question on the handout.
Yes. Oh, yes. So, but I check. Okay. I don't think it's... You should have that. It's weird. Okay. Don't remember. So we'll check that for next time. Well, if it's the only problem you have in the entire score, it's fine. No, but this sounds so good, really. It really sounds good. That's great. Let's do the Sanctus. Let's stand to do the Sanctus. Remember your phrase. Section leaders, lean. So this is page 138, Sanctus beginning. Let me take the tempo for this one.
Thank you.
instead of play. Okay. Right, just to make sure that we have the space. Can I have bass and tenor only? Have a seat, the others. Let me just listen. In general, your rhythm is not exactly what it should be. It's pam 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 pam, and you have accent that I don't hear. Pam 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 tira pam 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 each time, and going towards the next beat. Bass and tenor. Every bass and every tenor. Let's start at page 141, tenor. Tenor 1 and then tenor 2, you enter and. We are at 17. See where you are? 17, tenor 1. 1, 2, and.
Start at 21. 1 and.
I almost heard it. Let's do it one more time. Yes. Alto 2. 13. Alto 1 and 2. 13. Da da di da. Da da di da. Okay? On the alto. 1 and 2.
Santo, 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 santo.
Bar 22, 23, 24. Yes, the center part, right? 21, 22, right? Soprano and alto. 1, 2, 1, the A on the beat, not the N. Okay, one more time. 109. start on time. If you fix that, then you're right on time for the next section, right? Otherwise, if it's messy, you stop, you don't know where you are. So you really need to look at this part. Okay? Very good, thank you. Have a seat. Let's see. Let's look at the page 231, Dum Veneris, part of the Liberame. 231. With the bass. And maybe let's start before. Can we start at 360? 360, page 230. 360. When you shall come to judge the world by fire. Just here. I mean, you know, so to the ball. Okay. Let's do that for one more time. 360.
Yeah.
it's even higher. You're going to the that she was doing. Okay, one more time. Concern about, oh, which note do I have to sing? That's not the time anymore. And the more confident it's going to be, you're just like, boom, it's going to be easy. And it's coming. I hope you're hearing the difference between what, when did we start? September, mid-September?
Yeah.
Well, me, I started mid-September. So,
yeah.
Right? So, no, 1 month and a half, 1 rehearsal a week, that's not a lot. Thank you. So you're doing really good. But it's not done. We have 3 rehearsals, it's a lot. Okay. Can we do the, let's take the Liberame.
Yeah.
You like this one? So remember, you need to think about the bar. Can someone give me the page?
211.
And let's stand and let's try to run that through. Yes, let's do balls. I'd like to do it. Can we do 171 for them to hear what's before?
Thank you.
more O than R, right? Just for the pitch. And I'd like to listen, yes, to you, tenor. Let's start at 262. 262. No, 263. 263. Tenor. And. See? Yeah, nothing is happening. Maybe the Requiem at the beginning, and also the Requiem at the end. But you should remember that, right? But make sure you're in a strong position to add one more layer, right? Because that's the point. You have three rehearsals, we add three more layers. Okay? And it's going to be wonderful. Really, really. Yes?
I put a note in Chorus Connection this week. Some people may not have seen it. Just to remind you that each time the Dies Irae theme comes, the end is different.
Thank you very much, everybody.